All right, injury report for today. David Osbury did not practice. He's out for the game. Menelik Watson did not practice. He's out for the game. Tyvon Branch was limited in practice. He'll be probable. Seabass, limited, was probable. And then Kaluka Mavea, with a groin, was limited, questionable for the game. So that's the injury report, and it's time to get ready to play a game.
You described their offense as up-tempo. Is this a lot of no huddle, or just in and out of the huddle fast, or how?
No, it's a lot of no huddle. Mm-hmm. You know, checks at the line of scrimmage and trying to get on the ball. It's kind of the new thing in pro football now, and trying to see how many plays they can get run. And so, it'll be critical for us in the game to be able to get lined up to that tempo, the no huddle, and be able to execute our assignments defensively.
Does it make it difficult to get guys on and off the field?
Well, I think that's one of the things that they try to do with that is limit the amount of substitutions that you can make, within a series. So we'll have to pay close attention to that. And again, the big key defensively is being able to match that tempo.
What's the key to slowing a back like Jones Drew? It seems like his physical style kind of wear on a defense.
Yeah, get 11 hats to the ball on every play. That's the key. And so we've discussed that a lot. He's a extremely talented runner. He's big, he's physical, but he's also got the speed and athleticism to break the big play. So we got to make sure that when they run the ball with him, that we get 11 hats on the ball.
Since from your offense's perspective, when you're running the zone read, obviously a lot of it is on the quarterback, and the defense dictates whether he gives the ball or not. But from a running back's perspective, can that be frustrating to not know if he's going to get the ball or not on that play, or does that just come along with the pace of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just part of the game. And really, we don't care how we get the rushing yards or who gets the rushing yards, but we got to be able to run the football. And we were able to do that last week, and we've got to be able to continue to do that. And that's something that we work on, and it's part of our offense. It's not exclusively what we do on offense, but it is part of what we do.
Is this something you have to talk to Darren about then, that to just be patient with that, even if
Terrell? No, not really. And Darren understands how the offense functions and when we call those type of plays. And again, that's part of what we do. It's not exclusively what we do. So there's going to be times where we're going to turn around and hand the ball off to Darren and give him an opportunity that he knows he's running the football. And so Darren's going to be fine, guys. I mean, everybody's got a lot of concern about that, but Darren's going to be fine.
They have a guy that they just describe on their team. They list him as offensive weapon, Denard Robinson. What is that, just a wildcat type thing they do with him?
Well, they didn't use it
the first week, I don't think.
Well, they do. They do a lot of different stuff with him. They've lined him up outside, in a no-back set. They used him as the running back in the preseason. They've lined him up in the wildcat situation. So he's a guy that you got to be aware of when he's in the game and be able to defend the types of things that they want to do when he's in there.
So much has been talked about your offensive line and all the injuries there, but how impressed are you with the defensive line and what they were able to accomplish against the Colts?
Yeah, well, I think we've had an opportunity to have them together for a couple of games now, and I think they'll continue to get better as they work together. The thing we've got to continue to do is develop the depth on the defensive line, especially when you play a team like this that's going to be an up-tempo offense. You're going to have to play some other guys to make sure that you keep everybody fresh for the fourth quarter. So I think the defensive line is improving, and I'm looking forward to, I'm looking for them to continue to improve as the season goes on.
With the up-tempo offense, does this change the way you might set out some blitz packages against this team?
No, not really. I mean, we've got, certain things that we've got designed for whatever personnel grouping that they have on the field. So, we got to be on target as far as knowing what they're doing, knowing the people that they have on the field, so that we can, execute what we're going to do defensively.